Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
The schedule is going to be like for the next couple of for today and tomorrow. Actually, it'll be me and Kyle Mattson from 10 to 2. Shout out to everybody tapping in here as this holiday week gets underway again. That'll be just for today and tomorrow. And then everyone will be off enjoying the holidays. KC and James will be back next Monday and Tuesday leading into the new year. Everybody will be off and then we'll be back to your regularly scheduled program. Coming up on Monday, January 5th. So wherever you are, thanks for making us a part of your program, a part of your schedule here, making these programs a part of your schedule here in 2025. And we've got a Kings win last night that I want to get back to. And we've got a 49ers game tonight. We have known for a while that this is likely going to be the toughest part of the San Francisco 49ers schedule, where they've got the Colts, the Bears, and the Seahawks, the final 3 weeks of the season. This Colts game looks a little bit different than it might have 3 or 4 weeks ago when the Colts looked like one of the hotter teams in the league. Now they're playing with a 44-year-old quarterback who, you know, this is a team just desperate for a victory tonight. They're a team that is desperate to kind of keep things going. This is a 49ers team that is now looking at the one seed and a potential bye headed into the playoffs here, along, of course, with an NFC West division title. We saw the Bears clinch a playoff spot, as the 49ers have, by the way. The 49ers in the playoffs, that's not
in
question.
They're in.
The 49ers are in. The Chicago Bears are in. That came from the same football game, the Steelers and the Lions. Yeah. Those two teams are in. These two teams play each other on Sunday Night Football next week as the 49ers rack up a bunch of primetime games here, and something tells me that final one of the season could wind up being a primetime game as well. But Jesse posed the question earlier, as there's been a lot of conversation about the Chicago Bears. Who's more dangerous in the postseason, the San Francisco 49ers or the Chicago Bears? I don't have an answer. I don't know who is. I'm leaning, though, towards the San Francisco 49ers simply because I just don't have a feel for the Chicago Bears yet.
I go Bears on this.
Okay.
Because their run game is on point right now. They are able to run the hell out of the ball, and I think that matters, especially in January. I think you're watching Caleb Williams ascending right now, and Caleb Williams looks like the type of player who elevates an offense by himself. Like, he's running stuff within structure right now, but then he's making big plays and big throws outside of structure, and I think that matters. That ability to throw that game-winning touchdown that he hit against Green Bay with what is it, 0.6 yards of separation or whatever, yeah. and just drop it in a bucket from 60 yards out. Like, that's nasty. So I think that Caleb Williams is that level of playmaker, and then their defense has been awesome generating turnovers this year. And you turn the ball over, run the football, and you need your quarterback to make a couple plays. Like, that's a really good recipe. Whereas with the 49ers, they just don't have the guys to be as dangerous as Chicago for me. I think they can win any game they're in.
Christian McCaffrey not dangerous anymore?
Christian McCaffrey dangerous, for sure. But the 49ers run game is not.
Mm.
The 49ers have two runs of 20-plus yards this year, and one of them was a 26-yard scramble by Brock Purdy.
Mm-hmm.
The other one was exactly 20 yards by Christian McCaffrey at the end of a game against Arizona where everybody was going, why is Christian McCaffrey still in the game?
Mm-hmm.
And it was able to churn out a 20. So they're not super effective running the ball. Their run defense has been terrible. I expect it to get a little better as they get healthy here. But I think the 49ers can win any game they're in. But I think when you're like dangerous, I think it's Chicago.
Does your run game matter as much if you can still execute a 7-8 minute drive?
So yes.
Control the clock a little bit?
Yes. Because when you're talking about passing game, like using the passing game as an extension of your run game, you still have to protect the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Quarterback's got to make a good throw. Quarterback's got to not turn it over. Receiver's got to catch it. Like there's a lot of things that can go wrong with a pass play, and we see it in football all the time. It is just devastating for a team when the opposition's getting 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 yards a carry,
sure.
Just one after the other after the other after the other. And if you can't play bully ball, I think it gets a lot harder to win in playoff games.
Caleb, 10 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, 5-1 in his last 6 games. Brock Purdy, 8 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, 4-0 since returning after the weird hurt again back situation that he has had through the course of this year. I think a lot of, to go back to a conversation you and Jesse were having earlier this hour, there is probably an experience factor that weighs in on my thinking of mm-hmm. who I feel more is dangerous in this. I also think extremely highly of Kyle Shanahan.
Mm-hmm.
I do think at some point that I feel like in the years, particularly since we've done this show, the years that the 49ers have got to the playoffs, I think they've gotten to the NFC Championship. I think that was the stat Kenny gave once, is they either make the NFC Championship or they don't
Correct.
Make the playoffs.
Correct.
But every year that they make the playoffs, I feel like, this is a team that can win the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I feel that this year, simply because at some point, everything that they've gone through is going to catch up with them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you've had the... It's not a knock on anyone, not the San Francisco 49ers or any team they play, but you did have the benefit of a last place schedule.
Correct.
And that has, I believe, has played a factor in you surviving the Fred Warner injuries, the Nick Bosa injuries, just the complete loss of Brandon Ayuk, George Kittle, being out to start the season. And there's nothing wrong with that. Like, you've been able to survive it. You deserve to be commended for that. But that's going to end in 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And, maybe
you're
not.
It's going to end in
2 weeks. Well, yeah, what I mean, when you get to the playoffs, it's going to end.
Mm-hmm.
And once it does, I just don't know how many, more of these wins you can rattle off against superior, teams of upper echelon, even if they're, on the same plane as you, like mm-hmm. a Seattle Seahawks team or if it winds up being the Packers or mm-hmm. or whoever else is in the conference that could give you problems. I just don't enter this postseason thinking, no, this is a 49ers team that can win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I agree. And the same questions I was asking about the Bears earlier, where I was going, you start to look at their schedule, man, they needed this miracle comeback, and man, they almost smoked this game against the Bengals, and I'm doing all that. If the roles were reversed, I would be saying the exact same thing. I would go, man, all right, they beat Cleveland and Carolina and Arizona. They played the Rams and got smoked. They beat the Giants, going backwards in the schedule. They played the Texans and got beat by 11. Oh, they beat the Falcons, but the week before that, they were at Tampa Bay. They lose by 11. You could go back through and They had that miracle win against the Rams. That's a fun win. That's a really nice win. But I don't think that win told us anything about the 49ers, because Kendrick Bourne is your wide receiver one. You had no George Kittle. Mac Jones was starting at quarterback. It was your first full game without Nick Bosa. You got a stop on fourth down in overtime. You got the forced fumble and fumble recovery at the goal line. Like, you had a Rams missed extra point in there. Like, they got so many things to kind of go their way. They did not beat the Rams in a way that made me go, wow, that's the formula for the 49ers to beat the Los Angeles Rams. Like, no, they snuck out a week 5 win. Like, that's nice. That's cool. But that's not some win to me that's indicative of, wow, this team could beat anybody.
But context being important, correct me if I'm wrong, that was the week after the Jacksonville game.
Correct.
That they lost.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, you can't lose both of these. Like, you've got to get, you like, you uh-huh. we knew this was going to be a tougher part mm-hmm. of their, like, you've got to get one mm-hmm. of these. And the fact that they were able to do it, and you could lay out all of those things that happened, but they also still, you know, stripped the ball at the goal line. Like, mm-hmm. they did their part.
No, they did, but I'm talking about, because the other playoff teams they played, they're 0-4. I'm sorry, they beat Seattle in week one. But since then, they've played 5 playoff teams, not including the Panthers. Panthers currently in the playoffs. They've played 5 playoff teams then, 6 if we count the Panthers, and they're 1-5. 1-4? 1-4. Yeah, that's right. So I don't look at that Rams game and, you know, yeah, you have to make the play at the goal line, but that's not something you can, like, do.
Mm-hmm.
Because the next time they played the Rams had no problem moving the football. And in fact, they had no problem moving the football for most of that game on October 2nd. So I think if I'm going to have questions about the Bears because of their schedule, the Bears at least went into Philly and won comfortably. Like, they dominated that game against Philly. They have something that they can circle and go, look, this was kind of the turnaround. And the 49ers, they've taken care of business. They did what they had to do. They went 4-0 in this stretch of games. And we went, man, if you win these 4, you're probably in the playoffs. They did. Salute. But this is going to be a tough game tonight at Indianapolis. And then you have a Super Bowl contender in the Bears and a Super Bowl contender in the Seahawks to close out the year. And I don't feel great about either of those games. And because of that, I can't feel great about the 49ers as a legitimate contender.
Same exercise, but with the Chicago Bears, if I yep. counted this right, I think I have them at 3-1 versus their playoff teams.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. What are the?
No, I think that's right. The Pittsburgh Steelers in week 12, the Philadelphia Eagles, they won both of those games, mm-hmm. lost to the Packers, and then beat the Packers. I don't think I have another. I don't unless I'm missing. I mean, Dallas, Raiders, Commanders, nope. Saints, nope. Bengals. Giants, Vikings, and Browns.
Yeah, the Niners beat the Seahawks. It's 1-0. That's week one. And again, remember, that was the miracle touchdown catch by Jake Tungis. And then...
was absolutely an interception.
And then Sam Darnold fumbling in the red zone. Like, Seattle got down there, yeah, and then yeah, Nick yeah. Bosa, who's yeah. no longer playing, yeah. Got yep. forced a fumble. So you have Seattle, that's 1-0.
One of his biggest defensive plays to date.
You legit. Like, mm-hmm. that's... You lose to Jacksonville, that's 1-1. You beat the Rams, salute, you're up to 2-1. But then Tampa Bay, loss. Houston, loss. Rams, loss. You beat the Panthers, that's fine. And then after that, it's Cleveland, Tennessee. Like, eh. I don't have a lot to lean on outside of, well, every time they go to the NFC title game. Like, yeah, those teams were way better.
Right. No, they definitely and were. And that's what I'm saying. I don't feel like this team can win a championship. I don't feel like they can win the Super Bowl.
I don't either. And you can, I can, the thing about they can beat anybody take, which I think is fine. I think that's right. Like
that's probably Kenny, that's, true for the entire league.
Yeah. Well, exactly right. The 49ers can also lose any game they play. And when you go into it with, oh, they could win any game, they could win any game they play. Like, okay, that's fine. But that works for the Golden State Warriors last year. Oh man, nobody wants to see that team in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, they got the Rockets. That experience is going to matter. Okay, cool. That matters for one series.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go and I know Steph got hurt, so it's not a great example, but even the year that they beat the Kings in the playoffs, it's the same deal. Like, okay, cool. You win one series, but can you win 2 or 3 or 4? That's what I worry about with the 49ers. You can beat anybody. That matters for a week. You got to string together three or four consecutive wins.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
That's going to be tough.
Especially with the caliber of opponent that Seattle, Chicago, Philadelphia, Carolina, the Rams, the Packers, the current playoff teams, with what they are.
The big thing I'm going to watch, though, that's going to, I think, matter down the stretch here, we're going to focus so much on the one seed. It's on the table, obviously. I don't think they're going to get there. I don't think they're going to win their next three. But it's that five seed. Because I think everybody's going to be angling for that five seed.
And that's the Carolina matchup.
Yeah.
Or the...
Don't write off the Bucks yet.
That's going to be Carolina.
That's what I said. It's the South matchup.
Yeah.
And they do play again.
Mm-hmm.
I think if Carolina wins, though, this week, it's over with.
Okay. So they would have the tie. So that means they would have the tiebreaker over Tampa Bay.
And I was just looking this up last night. So break a tie within a division. Two clubs head to head. So if they split, it goes to best record within the division.
Or maybe they need the Bucks to lose, but.
Best record within the division. Who's Carolina play this week? Do we have that?
We don't. I know the Bucks
play
Miami. I
got you. Carolina plays Seattle.
Oof.
Never mind. We'll see you guys at week 18.
Ooh, Tampa Bay's got Miami.
There's the Sunday night game. It's going to be Bucks Panthers for the division.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Yeah. It definitely could be. Yep. Definitely could be.
Is it?
No. Bucks Panthers could be for the division, and that could wind up being the Sunday night game, week 18.
Yeah, this is weird. This is weird because that Sunday night game could be for the division unless I don't know exactly what happens here, but if the Bucks win and they tie head to head, they would also have the same record in division, which means it would then go to best win percentage in common games
You're trying to get us to do
no,
math right now?
No, I'm saying I don't want to do the math, so I'm not going to figure it out.
There's got to be a site for this.
Let me get out the playoff. Hey, the playoff machine. Let me get it out.
Shout out to ESPN. Playoff machine is better than the trade machine.
Everything is better than the trade machine.
Well, is it?
Trade machine is awful. It is awful. What else do we got here? All right, so we're settling on the Bears being more dangerous. What do you, you said you don't think the 49ers are going to go 3-0. How do you feel about this game tonight?
I lean San Francisco.
Okay.
Phillip Rivers was not good against Seattle.
He was not.
Like, can
all.
We?
Was rooting big time for him. Like, come on,
totally,
buddy.
Totally.
You could do it.
Totally.
But no, not good.
I said this on Candlestick Chronicles, the podcast I host with Chris Biederman. I've never watched a game where, like, you know, the generic view at the start of the play from the camera, the like down mm-hmm. the line, and yeah. It didn't have to move because the passing game was just all right there. So I think there's a game plan for it where, you know, I think we'll see the 49ers, you know, have
3-step drop, 3-yard pass, just, all right there on the screen.
Just that noodle ass arm, just neat. I think the 49ers are probably going to have 7, 8, 9 players up near the line of scrimmage and hope for the best. But I think it's a close game. I don't think San Francisco rolls them. And if you told me that Jonathan Taylor went for 180 and 2 touchdowns and Phillip Rivers went 18 for 21 for 112 yards and a touchdown, I'm like, sure, man.
I always feel like
shock me.
Games like this for teams like the Colts can go, you know, go multiple directions.
Yeah, that's
it's
it.
Like
that's it.
They're desperate. Yeah. They are fighting to keep this what was a really special season alive that fell apart so quickly, and they're going to throw everything at you.
Well, last week I'm sure we all expected Seattle to blow them out, but the defense. Yeah. I mean, had Sam Darnold run for his life, so it's like at that point they had every chance in the world.
And that's the other side of this. Yeah, they're just not good enough. And they threw everything they had at Seattle, and it's just not going to be enough. Like, this is just how their season is destined to end. It didn't work out. Daniel Jones was a terrific story to start the season. It's just not going to, you know, Jonathan Taylor was an MVP candidate, you know, for a large chunk of the season. It's just, it's not going to finish that way.
I'm on ESPN right now. They updated their playoff percentages. I don't know the calculations, and I'm not going to look up how they did the calculations. Great. These are just their playoff percentages.
Real quick, playoff machine says that Bucks, Panthers will be for the division.
No matter how, unless...
Yeah. I did the next 2 week of results across the entire NFL. If the Bucks win this week, Panthers lose this week, Bucks win their matchup, they're in the playoffs.
Okay, got it. But if the Bucks lose this week and the Panthers win, it's over.
Yeah.
Okay. What percentage chance do you think the Colts have, according to ESPN, to make the playoffs?
I'll go.
Do you want their record?
Yeah, give me. Is it 8-5? No, that can't be right.
They are presently. Nope, that's not the button you want to push.
They are
8-6. They're 8-6. Houston 10-5.
I'll go.
Is the 7 seed.
They play each other last week of the season.
Indianapolis 6-4 in the conference. Houston 8-2.
I'll go 8%.
Jesse?
22.
Oh, no way.
5.2%. And just to, I say that to drive home your point. You're either going to get, and this is where, you're either going to get a Colts team that's like backs against the wall. If we have any shot, we got to win this week because they're done if they lose. Yeah. So we need any shot we had to win. We're gonna throw our best punch and here we go. Or they're gonna look at it and go, damn.
Yeah, I don't think they're doing that. I absolutely don't think.
Nah,
they're doing
I think they're
that.
Gonna.
I just think there's a point where it might get to the point where it's. Oh, damn.
Yeah, if the 49ers,
I just don't know if that happened with the Seattle game, or if it happens this week.
If it's one of those things where the 49ers take the opening kick, they go down, score, Colts 3-and-out, Niners go down, 10-play, 75-yard drive, 14-0 at the end of the first quarter, do they have it in them to...
The 3-and-outs would be a thing where it's like, hey, man, maybe we take old man Rivers out. I don't even
Anthony
know.
Anthony Richardson?
I can he even play?
Can he see?
Well, they released Brett Rippon today, so he's going to have to.
Well, I just don't know that I want him out there. If the game is out of hand and your shot is gone. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I want Phillip Rivers out there. Let the man go back. He's got 15 kids to...
Nah, Phil's here to finish out this season.
Phil's, yeah. Phil,
in his defense, he probably doesn't want to go home.
Yeah.
Nah, he's... Dude, he did this for the love of the game. He did this to come play five football games.
He did this to get out of the house.
He didn't... Sure. He did this to play five football games. He didn't, or four football games, whatever it is. He didn't do this just to make the playoffs. That'd be funny as hell, though. We're out. All right, bye. And I hope they didn't bring him in to make the playoffs.
I think they did.
Yeah, they absolutely did.
Okay, realistically, like who would That's be the Colts' best yeah. chance at making the playoffs besides?
No, I'm sorry. Let me read it. I don't think they brought him in with like, all right, hey, if you don't make the playoffs, buddy, you're out of here.
I don't think it was that.
Yeah, I don't think
no,
it was.
Out of here if you make the playoffs anyways.
I don't think it was that either.
I'd really love it if we got a Phillip Rivers playoff game, though.
I'm really trying to find... What is the official count on Phillip Rivers? Oh, it's 10.
What are we looking for?
I was looking for the official count on Phillip Rivers' children.
I thought you were going to say touchdown.
No. No, the most fascinating number about Phillip Rivers is his children. He has 7 daughters and 3 sons.
Man.
Him and his wife.
They have a granddaughter.
Tiffany.
Grandson.
They've been married since 2001.
Brock Purdy was a year old.
I was 5.
I was 11. How old are you in 2001?
Yeah, damn, you want to share that?
21. Depending on the month. Yeah, there it is.
Man.
Name all of Phillip Rivers' kids.
Jackson, Maddox, Aiden.
Is this a shoe?
Carrie Lee, Amy Lee.
He's got a gunner.
Of course he does.
He's got a gunner in here.
Of course he does.
Remember,
how many kids with two like first name dash other name?
7 daughters, 3 sons.
Or 2 names mushed together, no dash.
I don't think we have any. We've got Haley.
Okay.
Caroline.
Okay.
Grace.
Okay.
Sarah.
All right.
Rebecca.
These are surprisingly normal.
Yeah, these are all very normal.
Claire.
This is not
Claire,
enough.
Yeah, Claire, we lost, Kyle. It's over.
Anna. Then we have...
That's tough for me and Jesse.
Yeah.
Andrew.
Not as country as you think, Kyle.
Peter. And Gunner.
Damn, they went off the deep end on the last
Gunner,
one.
Yeah, Gunner's the outlier here.
Hallie.
He's either the oldest or the baby of the family.
Ten was...
Which one?
I'm going to go baby.
I'm going baby.
No, no, no. Who is?
Gunner.
Wrong. Hallie is the oldest.
Hallie would be... Hallie instead of Haley? It might be Hallie.
Hallie.
What if they were all pronounced hella weird?
Haley.
It's like,
Haley.
Sarah, that's Sarah.
It's got to be Haley. Hallie. It's got
to
be Haley.
I went to middle school with a Hallie.
Andrew is the youngest. Any guess on what year Andrew was born? Remember, they've been married since 2001.
It's like 2023.
I'm going to go 2023. Yeah.
I remember that being a thing. Like, what? He had another one?
Yeah, 3 years out of retirement. or 3 years into retirement. They had their now youngest son.
Hey, do you think that his kids like get crap at school? Or do you think his kids are...
No, not if they all go to school together. Like, that's...
Like the fact that Phillip Rivers is back in the NFL. Or do you think it's a cool thing?
No, it's cool. Awesome.
Like, we're, like, fired up for him?
Yeah, why not?
Because kids are the worst.
Tom, your dad sells insurance. What are you telling me about my dad who plays in the NFL? Like, yeah, you can't tell me anything about my dad.
That's a good point.
They've been married since 2001. That's really awesome.
I love that for them.
That's great.
Brock Purdy, by the way, as we're talking about how old Phillip Rivers is, Brock Purdy
was
a
swimwear designer. Good for her. Tiffany, his wife.
Oh. Brock Purdy was a sophomore in college the last time Phillip Rivers played on Monday Night Football.
A sophomore in college the last time. Wow.
Yeah. So he played his sophomore season. That was during his sophomore season. Then he played his junior season. Then he played his senior season. And then he had his rookie year, 2022, and then he went to the Super Bowl in 2023. Then he had an awful year in 2024, and now he's playing against Phillip Rivers.
That's amazing.
Shout out Gunner Rivers, too. Shout out Wilson in the chat, dude, in there. Gunner's a 4-star recruit, I guess.
Of course he is.
Yeah, class of 2027.
I think if your kid's name is Gunner, they're automatically a recruit in something. In some sport.
Yeah. Also, yeah, that's like Gunner's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, it is. You can't be Gunner Rivers, the insurance salesman.
You can't.
Not like Tom's dad.
That's why my folks are going to name me Carney after Carney Lansford, who is the A's third baseman. And they were like, well, the problem with that is if you're not a batting title winner playing third base for the A's and your name's Carney, you're just kind of a weirdo. So they skipped it because they didn't have that belief in me.
Hey, but that was like,
which was smart by them. That's a great call by them. Shout out to the haters.
If you were born in like 1903, you would have been the starting pitcher for some team.
1,000%.
Carney Mattson, oh yeah.
Oh, 1,000%.
I'm just trying to learn more about. I'm just trying to learn more.
I was worried about me getting distracted by the camera.
I'm trying to learn more about Gunner.
And you're locked in.
Yeah, he's just locked into Philip Rivers family tree right now.
He's got recruiting offers from Auburn, Boston College, Miami, NC State, and South Carolina.
Shout out to Miami, be Texas A&M.
I think that was the only good game of the whole weekend.
Oh my God.
Alabama, Oklahoma.
That was fine. It was fine.
Shout out to JM New for making it look like a game.
No, JM, you don't ever show your face out here again. Go play in the Little Caesars Bowl next year.
All right, we'll come back. I'm with it. That was bad. We all knew it was going to be bad.
Yeah, we bet.
We'll come back. We'll talk Kings basketball, and we've got 49ers football tonight. Specifically, and we asked this question earlier, and I'd love for you to chime in. What are you watching Kings basketball games for? Weighing in on that next on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
916-909-1320. It's the Elk Grove Kia Talk Line. Let's talk with our man, Herbert. Let's see what Herbert got going on here. Justin? What's up, brother?
Hey, what's up, D-Lo? What's up, Kyle?
What's up, man?
All right. Hey, I just want to disagree with you about the Niners.
Hang up.
And you're saying the Bears are the most dangerous, or you think the Bears are more dangerous than the Niners?
Mm-hmm. I did say that.
And I don't understand. I don't understand where you get that from, because out of all the teams, the Niners easily have the most, aside from like the Eagles and Rams, the Niners have easily the most experienced playoff runs. Not to mention, Brock Purdy has had two NFC Championship runs and a 49 and a Super Bowl run. He has a lot of experience, and just even with that alone, Bears have, you know, they're just sniffing. They don't even know what it is. And also the Seattle, we know Sam Darnold's probably going to shrink in the playoffs, man. And so I just think the Niners have it's anybody's Super Bowl this year. And I think Niners can, because there's no juggernauts.
Okay.
Totally.
My only issue with Herbert is, and I hear you, I agree with everything you said about the league. Like, I don't know who a favorite is. I can't wait for Tuesday Tears tomorrow, because Tuesday Tears are happening.
Lock in.
Holiday be damned. Tuesday Tears are happening.
11 a.m. Mad Props.
Huh? Yeah, so we missed out on Mad Props, too.
Nah. Did we?
I've been winning, and all of a sudden now it's just bastardized, I guess.
I don't know who the favorite is, if they're a favorite. I'm anxious to hear who's at the top of the Tuesday Tears tomorrow. But you made, I think, one too many references to past 49ers teams. That's not the 49ers team.
Yeah, do you know what?
It's different.
A lot of that experience was Nick Bosa and Fred Warner, and they're gone. Mm-hmm. Ricky Pearsall has not been on a Super Bowl run.
Ricky Pearsall can't get on a run where he's playing consecutive games.
Right, yeah. That's the problem there. But yeah, man, the Bears right now, I think they are I think I trust them to be better over a length of 2, 3, 4 games than I do San Francisco. I don't think that's crazy. Mm-hmm. San Francisco's run defense has been bad. Like, really bad. Like, actually bad.
Yeah.
They had a 60-yard touchdown call back against Arizona for a holding penalty that didn't affect the play. That saved their numbers big time in that game. But they're giving up 5.4 yards a carry the last 3 weeks. I think Chris Biederman had the numbers. It was 11-7 yards before contact the Titans running backs got. The Niners just got lucky that the game script fell in their favor where they couldn't keep running it. They had to throw it.
Mm.
That's a massive, massive concern. And maybe they figure it out. And if they do, then I'll change my mind. But right now, I can't get there.
Okay. Let's see what TC talking about here at 916-909-1320 Elk Grove Kia Talk Line. What's up, TC?
Hey, what's up with my two brothers?
Chilling, bro.
Hey, surviving. So listen, Niner fans, before we go Kings, y'all can't fault Kyle for saying, man, we just got to see how it's going to play out, right? I know everybody wants to say, Kyle, let's overhype the Niners. We want to get your take, brother. You know, let's hype them up and all that. Kyle is sitting where he's sitting at right now. I'm sorry, Kyle, if I'm speaking for you, but that what I heard from what you said about Herbert was, hey, man, just show me. Be there in your backyard. Win the Super Bowl, bro. But I'm not going to get on these airwaves and super hype this team every week, week in and week out. I get it. Am I wrong, Kyle?
Nope. You're doing great, TC.
So now as far as the Kings, listen, I've been heavily watching players, right? And it's this guy that I kind of want everybody to watch out for, take a look at. This guy, Neo, from Virginia Tech, 6'9 guard, bro. He's like a Luka Doncic clone. If I'm lying, I'm flying. Check this kid out. If we can pull away in this draft with the kid – Caleb Wilson from North Carolina and find a way to get this cat from Virginia Tech. Bro, with me and Keegan, bro, we cooking. And Max, we cooking with grease. But check that guy out. That was my main call. Check the kid out from Virginia Tech, please.
Okay, TC.
TC did the Russell Westbrook, hey, Nick, watch me take this shot and watch me be a killer thing to Kyle Mattson right now.
Yeah.
That was crazy. He said, I hope I'm not speaking for him, but this is what he's saying. Also, I think I'm not going to be able to say this. Nicholas Avdalis looks more like Bogdan Bogdanovic to me in the face than Luka. He said he's a Luka clone. I just have
nothing to offer.
You haven't been tapped into Virginia Tech.
I feel like, what the hell do I know? If there was a Luka clone, I might have heard about him already.
Mm-hmm.
And not from TC.
He said if he's lying, he's flying, though.
He did say that.
Strengths, according to... I'm not here. Never mind. I'm not saying what that website was.
Oh, okay.
That's
perfectly fine.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't know.
Okay.
Sure, man.
Okay. We sometimes you just go along with what TC says.
I agree with him. If they can draft Luka Doncic clone,
yep.
And then also if Caleb Wilson.
They didn't draft the actual Luka Doncic and could have. How are they going to hit him?
Hang on, round
clone?
Two. We're coming back. We learned our lessons. Vlade's still in the building. Understood. He's going to be wait, don't make the mistakes I made.
Got it. Get the clone.
We're going to do it. But if Caleb Wilson is going to be the player that Caleb Wilson looks like he's going to be, and then they also get a Luka Doncic clone and Caleb Wilson turns into like OG Anunoby or something, then yeah, I think the Kings are in fact cooking with Greece.
Well, that's also, we've got Max, Neek, and Keegan, which is fine. I haven't seen a lot from Neek yet. If you're like, these young guys, and that's perfectly fine.
Mm-hmm.
Because with Max, you've seen it. Like, it is right there. It's like, he's had a couple of moments so far in his time in the league that you have to feel really good about. Haven't had that from Neek yet. Haven't had moments where you're like, but I haven't had anything. Neek hasn't done anything that's made me, like, sit up and lean into the TV.
Right, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, Max mm-hmm. has.
Yeah.
Max has done that from the moment he stepped on the floor in summer league. Like, I got to watch this kid.
Mm-hmm.
Neek hasn't really done that yet. And that's not a criticism of
Neek. Not at all.
It's just like, I'm not willing to, I'm not willing to write it in pen yet.
No, for sure. Either way with Neek Clifford, the thing for me with Neek Clifford, and I say this fully understanding that he's 28 games, is it now? It's 29.
Mm-hmm.
7-22. So they're 29 games into his rookie year. He's not what he's going to be. I got it. But also, when you enter the league at 23 years old, your ceiling is like it lowers faster. And I think I got out over my, I know I got out over my skis a little bit watching him in summer league. Cause I was going, man, hey, this looks like summer league of the really great players that we see come through this league.
Mm-hmm.
And man, I think that's a trajectory.
He looked in control. Like that was crazy. Yeah.
And he just hasn't, whether it's opportunity, whether it's speed of the game, whatever it is, he just hasn't shown it yet. And it starts to kind of reach a point where, okay, if this was an 18-year-old or a 19-year-old, the runway would be different.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I'm adjusting my expectations a lot with Neek as we go here, and it's his floor is still really really high,
mm-hmm.
which is good, especially when you weren't supposed to have a first round pick him 24th overall.
Yep.
If his high floor matters, it's the ceiling that I'm quote unquote worried about, because I feel like if he was going to hit some really high ceiling, we'd be seeing it by now.
Mm.
The way we're kind of seeing it with Max.
You start to at least see shades of it,
yeah,
signs.
Yeah.
Like, we saw this.
Yeah.
And that's the case with Max. It's like when Max puts up those big games during the season, like win or lose, it's like, this is kind of what we saw. He's scoring from multiple different levels.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still waiting. I don't know what Keegan's season high is, but last night was the most encouraged I've been watching him play, because it wasn't like he got hot from three. He attacked the offense in multiple different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And it was from three. It was creating. It was penetrating. That led to him getting to the foul line. You noted earlier, he's 5 of 5 from the foul line. Mm-hmm. Give me that. The 5 of 5 is fantastic. Give me the 5.
Yes.
Give me the 5+ and get there and show that you're a 3-level scorer or can be a 3-level scorer.
I looked this up earlier when we were talking about this. Do you know when the last time was that Keegan Murray shot at least 5 free throws in a basketball game?
I'm going, it wasn't this year, and I'm going to be stupid and say it wasn't last year. And I'll go sometime middle of his second season.
So he did do it last year once.
Mm.
He shot 5+ free throws one time. He shot 8 against Brooklyn in a loss on November 24th, 2024.
Mm.
He went more than a year, between about 13 months between shooting 5 free throws in a game.
Wow.
He did it a bunch in his second year.
Okay.
He did it like 8 or 9 times in the second year. But yeah, he did it once last year, and that was the first time he's done it this year.
Outside of what we do for a living, what do you watch the Kings for?
Boy.
Like, does anything excite you about this basketball team at all?
Maxime Reyneau's development has been nice, and watching him kind of learn and figure it out as he goes. But like Kenny talks about, that's not like watching Cooper Flagg,
mm-hmm,
or one of these top end prospects. So that's I don't know that I would lock in just for that. You know, it's, I think you watch in the event that, like, last night was fun, dude. Mm-hmm. That was a fun sporting event to sit down and close your Sunday with. So I think you watch in the hopes of that. In the hopes that, you know, Russell Westbrook hits a big shot and they come back and Dennis Schroeder hits a big shot and Keegan Murray has, mm-hmm, has 10 in the fourth quarter. I think that's kind of, mm-hmm, what you're just hoping for. I don't think there's a consistent thing night in and night out that you're tapping in for, right?
It's those guys. It's those.
Sure.
It's that group of individuals. Mm-hmm. It's okay. What does Neek wind up doing tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Me now, like, it'll evolve.
But let me. I want to. Can I pause you real quick?
Sure.
I hesitated on the Neek Clifford part because I don't know that if this wasn't my job, I would lock in for Neek.
Sure.
Like, it's what I watch for when I do watch, right, because I think that's what's important to talking about this. But I don't know that casual fan is like, man,
he's not VJ. He's not Cooper Flagg. He's not,
right, I can't wait to turn on the
Young Chet or whatever.
Yeah. Can't wait to turn on the game tonight and watch Neek.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a, it also fluctuates. Like the Kings got Detroit tomorrow,
mm-hmm,
the best team in the Eastern Conference.
Mm-hmm.
Your Pistons. And I want to see, not necessarily how they play Detroit, but more specifically, how does Keegan play? I want to see. I saw Keegan play a way that I love for him and this basketball team, mm-hmm, last night.
1,000%.
I've heard Doug Christie say, we want to play him at his natural position, the 3. We're going to work to, you know, do that, so on and so forth. Terrific. How do you respond to that game you had last night? How do the games of you being at your natural position, you know, how do they start to evolve as they start to add up? Those are things that I'm watching for. Max is just a continuous work in progress.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to have nights where he'll have nights where he looks great, nights where he looks solid, nights where he doesn't look very good.
Mm-hmm.
That's the path of a rookie. I would love to have a night from Neek Clifford that we talk about. Win or lose tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Give me a night where it's like, hey man, Neek had a little bit of a moment versus Detroit. Like, so it's always in it. I guess to what you originally said, like, no, I'm not looking for, what I'm looking for changes every game.
Right. Right.
Like it's not. And sometimes it's just the flow of the, and sometimes the game starts and it's like, oh, they're hitting threes. Okay. How long is this going to last?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Russ is really aggressive. Is this one of those big Russell Westbrook, mm-hmm, games? Oh, DeMar, okay. Like, I see what's happening here.
Right.
And then unfortunately, it's like, okay, how long does this last? When does it die? How mm-hmm. bad is the run when the mm-hmm. shot stops falling? It's like I expected it to happen with Miami. It never happened. Like the run from Miami never sure. came. The mm-hmm. consistency from Sacramento never let up. Like mm-hmm. they, and credit to them, like they stayed really well. Right. Prior to last night, it was the last game that they won. But it is an evolution. But in the end, I still watch them in hopes that they win the basketball game. I was frustrated when they lost to Portland, and I was very much preparing to be frustrated last night.
Same.
But they didn't. And credit to them, credit to Russ, DeMar, credit to all of those guys, credit to Doug. You know, he had to – credit to Dylan Caldwell. Like, you had to make that call. Mm-hmm. You didn't have a choice, and he stepped in, and he made sure that he was a rebounding body out there when Maxime Renault went out.
That's the other thing I watch for, and this isn't, I'm not like watching for rotations, but I think that's the other intriguing part of this is when Zach LaVine comes back.
Yeah.
I'm going to be watching to see how many minutes does Zach LaVine play. When he does play, what does it look like?
Yeah.
Is Malik Monk going to play? If Malik Monk does play, how many minutes is it? Mm-hmm. How does he look?
Yeah,
those are kind of the little things, because I think those little things are telling us, A, whether Doug and the coaching staff know what's going on, B, if they are looking to move a Malik or a Keon Ellis or if Zach LaVine's going to go to the bench or whatever, that kind of signals, okay, here's kind of the plan moving forward. I think it's just looking for any kind of scrap or morsel that there's a direction here.
Mm-hmm.
That there's some kind of plan in place and that we're not all wasting our time watching a 25 win basketball team.
Yeah. Have something.
That's it.
Something there to look forward to. And unfortunately, I also feel like you're just asking a bunch of questions too. Cause I did this last night. I was like, man, is Max, hey, Max really is a good basketball player.
Maybe first team all rookie.
They might have really landed mm-hmm. one here mm-hmm. with it. And it's like, you know, you beg for the, why can't we find one? Mm-hmm. Why can't we find one? We thought, some would argue we have found one in Keon. Mm-hmm. but Max appears to be very different. Sorry.
Keon Island is taking on water.
It's tough, man. it's legit tough. I want to be like, I feel like I've watched Keon, and I've said this a few times this year and I'll say it a few more. I feel like I've watched Keon with a more critical eye this season, and that has been rewarded.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm watching him looking for something bad, I'm having zero trouble finding it because I've been trying to figure out like why is this even a conversation?
Mm-hmm.
Why is there this huge contingent of people that are screaming for Keon Ellis to be playing? Why are national writers writing about teams are confused by what the mm-hmm. Kings are doing? And Keon could be one of the hottest markets on the, or hottest guys on the trade market.
Mm-hmm.
Man, why are we missing the boat on this? Like, what is going on? And then I watch and I go like, I don't think we're the ones missing.
Mm-hmm.
But I also try to be fair to Keon and recognize this team is in a tough,
right,
transitional space,
mm-hmm.
and I absolutely believe, much like Sam Merrill in Cleveland, get Keon Ellis on the right basketball team, and he's sure. everything that right. Sacramento Kings fans say mm-hmm. that he is, that group of Sacramento Kings fans say that he is. And unfortunately, as it stands right now, this second, this isn't the right basketball team for him.
No, it's definitely, and I get why the Kings, if that's the type of player they're looking for. Because if Keon Ellis played for Oklahoma City and just got to stand in the corner and play defense and had a very defined, very specific role where he's the fifth best guy on the court every time he's on the court, then I think we'd be sitting here going, God, if they could just find a guy like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they have one, but again, it comes down, and James talks about this with Malik Monk all the time. Malik Monk has value, but in a very specific situation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, has like winning value on it in a specific situation, and the Kings aren't that. And maybe that's just, and I part of it is I wonder if we set the bar so low in Sacramento because it's just like, we need something, give us anything. Oh, Keon, he's the best, and maybe he got overestimated him. But then you hear all these reports that teams around the league are like, yeah, hey, Keon's that dude. Like, we need Keon. I don't know.
Yeah, it's made me question a lot.
Totally.
Namely, like, Keon Ellis screams Doug Christie player.
I agree.
It's just one of the other things that has made this confusing. Mike, why would Mike be willing to bench Keon Ellis, call him a situational role player?
Mm-hmm.
Why are two coaches willing to, like, what is the disconnect? Right. Like, it really starts to add up against Keon, and it now you have the situation. I don't think Keon didn't play in the second half because of that foul.
Mm-hmm.
That he committed, it was marginal contact at best, but the call was made. You could maybe be frustrated with Keon for putting himself in that position, but I think the Kings have to move forward as if we're not going to get the benefit of the doubt of any whistle. Mm-hmm. You know, we have to be incredibly mindful of every, you know, especially end of game, end of half, end of quarter possessions, because they're going to be looking for the fact that the Kings have nearly two identical calls, mm-hmm, at the end of games, both on Russell Westbrook, is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And when they ran that replay back, it was like,
oof.
Oh my God. Like, yeah, that was tough. That was tough. And Doug couldn't do anything about it because he had to use his challenge on Sengun knocking the ball out of bounds on a previous play.
Right.
Head over to BakerFamilyWines.com. Grab your last-minute gifts from there. There are wines still on sale. I recommend the rosé that they have. We always call it the dark rosé because it's a little bit stronger than the light pinks that you often see at the store from other winemakers, and it's the wine that Dusty made for his mom. It is an incredible, incredible rosé. The 755 is great for sports fans. It's great for lovers of deep, dark, rich red Cabernets. And shout out to Dusty Baker, man. The coolest thing was getting a Christmas card from Dusty Baker. Like, that was just the dopest thing in the world. So shout out to our guy, Dusty. Head over to BakerFamilyWines.com right now to join Dusty's Clubhouse. That's their wine club. And make sure that you're back here with us. I know this is a little bit unusual, but we're shutting things down for the day. And Kyle and I will be back tomorrow from 10 to 2 here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it.
With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.